Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Yes, indeed, you will hear great community radio by continuing to stay tuned. So that's all I can say. It's not all I can say. You know that. I've always got more. This program is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black. I'm moving on to an album that is really unique. It's a lovely album by a pianist, Chick Corea, who died in February of 21 at the age of 79. But just a few months before he died, he put on a performance at a venue in Florida that has just been released as an album that says Forever Yours, The Farewell Performance. Well, it's a solo album with Chick Corea in just an intimate sort of chat mode, playing and talking and playing and talking to the audience in a very personal way. And it is really unbelievable. It's just a beautiful, beautiful farewell gift from a very accomplished pianist. He talks at various times through the album about how he did this and why he did that and so on and so forth. And it's, as I say, very personal and just a lovely tribute. He plays all sorts of different things all over the place. And I'm going to play, I think, four tracks. They're not very well. They're one of them, especially the one that he is talking about, what he's going to play next, is very brief. But here from the Forever Yours, The Farewell Performance from pianist Chick Corea, starting with a track that he is playing a little bit of, a Mozart piano sonata, just in the middle of everything else.
Thank you. Two of my mentor, teacher, musicians, composers were Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk. Now they were active and making great music in the 40s and the 50s, and they were, Monk went on into the 60s and the 70s. But Monk and Bud were really good friends too. They admired one another. And Monk was like an elder a bit to Bud. But both of them were incredible composers. They were composers first and then pianists next, although Bud was technically pretty great. So I'm gonna pick some tunes from Thelonious Monk and Bud Powell. You know, I'd like to start with Monk's one of his well-known pieces, which got covered a lot, and I'll play you tonight's rendition of Round Midnight.
There you go, around midnight, and it's not quite that now, but it's still early in the day. It is 12:19, I think, is the time there on my computer in the small print, and time is moving along here. You're listening to Voyage on CQW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1, and there's still some more to go. So I mentioned that Chick Corea's solo album, notwithstanding, and a couple of others as well, the saxophone has taken sort of the major airtime today, and that's going to be proven for the next couple of artists. James Brandon Lewis is one of the best current saxophonists and has had some very fine concept albums and very serious music in many ways. I don't mean that as that it's not accessible or fun, but it's it is worked at very diligently. Good stuff. He has a new quartet album out that has Erwan Ortiz on piano, Brad Jones on bass, and Chad Taylor on drums, along with Lewis on tenor, I think exclusively on this album. It's called Abstraction is Deliverance. I've been pondering what that actually means, and I'm still not sure that I have got it nailed down, but it doesn't matter what it means. The music is excellent, so let's just go with the music, and everything else will work itself out in the fullness of time. I'm going to play two tracks from Abstraction is Deliverance. The first one is called Where. That's W-A-R-E, as opposed to the other kind. And then Per 7, P-E-R 7. And Lewis has had previous releases that I've had Pair 5, Pair 6 sort of thing. And I'm not sure where the per or the pair is. It's P-E-R. But this is Pair 7. Here are two tracks. James Brandon Lewis from Abstraction is Deliverance. The first one is called Where.
Thank you. Thank you.
James Brandon Lewis there on tenor from his new album called Abstraction is Deliverance. Some very neat stuff and some fairly gentle music there, sort of meditative. He can play flat out as well, but that's a very interesting album, Abstraction is Deliverance. James Brandon Lewis, one of the best. And time is moving right along, so let's move along to another saxophonist here. Charles Lloyd's been around a lot longer than James Brandon Lewis, or actually longer than probably most of us. Not all of us, but most of us. He has a brand new album called Figure in Blue. Lloyd is one of the iconic masters. He's been around, as I mentioned, quite a while. This trio, he has a trio on this album. The album is called Burning Wick, and it has Jason Moran, longtime colleague, on piano, and guitarist Marvin Sewell, who is, I think, a newer member of his repertoire. Apparently, he has a favorite venue, I think is considered his home venue in Santa Barbara. I think he lives in that area. And he had a birthday party concert for his, 87th birthday recently with this trio, which we had been put together for the concert. And it was such a success that he sort of dragged them immediately, and whatever immediately means, into the studio where they recorded this album. So it is not a live album, but it was had its genesis in the live album, the live concert that took place on his 87th birthday party at his Santa Barbara venue. The album is called Figure in Blue, and I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Desolation Sound, which is a tune that he has actually recorded on other albums, but not with obviously not with this trio configuration. And then Ruminations is the second track. Here's the great, one and only Charles Lloyd. Happy birthday. Thank you. Oh my, that's good stuff from 87-year-old Charles Lloyd on saxophone with his trio. Some beautiful music there, as I say, grew out of a concert that he put together the trio for the concert, and it was so good he just had to get into the studio and record it, and that's what you've been listening to. Great stuff. And it's almost the end of our show today, so I'm going to take us out with a little bit of pianist, leader, composer, general genius, Sutoko Fuji, who has many different groups. This one is defined as, quote, reunited avant jazz rock quartet, end quote. And it has, it's called Burning Wick with composer Sutoko Fuji on piano as well, with her partner Natsuki Tamura on trumpet, bassist Hayakawa Takaharu on bass, and Tatsuki Yoshida on drums. Take us out with that, and you'll be hearing more of this album. It's really sort of cool, whatever, however you define avant jazz rock, something or other. Sutoko Fuji is always interesting to listen to and has great stuff. So I'll take us out with that. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Keith Black, and I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen to some jazz here on CKUW. I'll be back next week to do another 3 hours from all over the place. I hope you can come back then as well. And in any event, look after yourself for the next little while. I mean, winter is here, and that's what December's like here in Winnipeg. So stay warm, look after yourselves and each other. And I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Sutoko Fuji to take us out. So long for now.